Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week on this program, you get to hear the most fascinating, mysterious, and absolutely puzzling phenomena that you can find anywhere. Having been the person and the only person to have discovered, defined, named, and now even trademarked not one, but two paranormal phenomena, it has been quite a whirlwind, and I'm telling you, I cover a lot of different topics here. It's not just the dark, it's not just the mysterious, but it's also the holy, the inspiring. And sometimes, yeah, we touch on things that might sound a bit religious, but is religion really the case when we talk about faith? Faith is kind of different. It's kind of unconfined, right? That's how I feel about it anyways. But when you talk about these demonic, like, instances that people are dealing with, I find it difficult to not talk about things that weigh on the topic of faith. Because it's a battle between the light and the dark, right? But anyways, I want to encourage you all to go to my main website, which is shadowfolks.com or heidihollis.com. And if you have experienced anything out of the ordinary, if you want some insight on it, please write me there. Tell me as much detail as you would like about whatever it is that you've experienced. If it's just about sharing, or if you want to share what it is that you researched, your opinion, or just talking about your experiences, it is all absolutely welcome. So, again, don't feel like you have to limit yourself in the way that you deliver it and talk about it or the size of your email. I often get these emails like, I'm sorry this is so long. I'm like, no. It helps to paint a picture and always indicate on there if you want to be a guest on this program. Because I'm always open to having anybody who'd like to come on and share about their experiences. So, definitely. Then we get to dig a little further and ask more questions about what was happening in a person's life, why something was happening as it was. So today, guess what? We're going to have fun because this is one of my favorite types of shows. I love answering your emails, and we're going to dig right on in because we've been getting quite a few piling up, and wow, it really helps to give me perspective on what's going on out there. Where are people at in learning about these phenomena that for years, when I was out there talking about it, was thought to be something of science fiction that wasn't a real thing? Thank goodness I was able to help people realize they're not alone, and they were experiencing these things way before I was talking about it. I had to talk about it because I was experiencing these strange things, and there was just nothing out there. And so I wrote my book in 1997 while I was in college, and it's called The Secret War. It is the first book to discuss the topic of shadow people and Hat Man in this entire phenomenon. All right, so I'm going to get to my first email here. This comes from Marina. And she asks, this is kind of a short and sweet email, can Hat Man appear in dreams? I have seen him in dreams. His arm would extend for many feet to strangle me. Wow. And you, what have I told you guys? I get people who say, oh, I think he's my guardian. He's strangling other people. Is that okay? I don't think that's okay. I mean, if you have like a brother that's like so sweet and kind to you, but then he goes out and he strangles other people, is he still good and kind just because he didn't strangle you? That's what it sounds like when people try to convince me their hat man is the good guy. No, he is not. All right, so she continues. It would be a struggle for me to break free of him. I believe a lot of it had to do with the house that I lived in. When I moved away, these dreams stopped. Thank you, Marina. Yes, Marina. Something that Hatman is indeed capable of doing is stepping into people's dreams and creating scenarios that you might not usually dream about. He will put on a perspective or distort your view or repaint something in your mind's eye, like say your home. You're dreaming that you're over here in a certain area, you know your house, you know the neighborhood, but something is off. Like, what could it be? I've had people tell me, like, there were extra bedrooms, or it was really dark, or the furniture was wrong, and then they got this really dark presence coming forward, and here comes Hatman. So, why he does this, I honestly think he tries to learn about us from the inside out. Imagine that. So he's going through your neighborhood and he's like, oh, there goes Marina. Let me go knock on her door. Oh, she's sleeping. Great. That's my favorite time because I don't like to be spotted because then she might be able to defend herself because I'm a bit of a perv and quite evil. And she will sense that. So how can I get to know her? Well, I'm able to shove my head into her head and have a look around. Let's see what she's dreaming about. And then to try to influence what's going on in that dream. And to give you this horrible sensation. Like I've had people, and including myself, you know, having a pleasant dream, hanging out, having a good old time. And all of a sudden, what is this? You know, you feel something has shifted in your dream. And it's like, what and why? And then people get to see what the cause of that is sometimes, and it's this guy, and not always just Hatman. And for those who do not know what Hatman looks like, I know I talk about it here a lot. So he's a extremely tall man sometimes just a little over 6 feet tall, wears a three-piece suit, a trench coat, a cape, and a hat. But not always. Sometimes a top hat, sometimes a gaucho hat. Fedora. I mean, he just totally switches it up. And sometimes his suit can change and be a different color. Sometimes he's just this black mass of a thing on the wall. And he's just shadowy. You can't make out many details except for he is a very well-defined shadow. And the trick with Hatman, he could step out from those shadows and be just as solid as you or I, where people have literally gotten into wrestling competitions with him. Can you imagine that? Something steps out of your nightmare like that, out of your wall. But getting back to your nightmares, sorry. This is another quip when people have had these dreams about him, like I just said. They wake up. Like, oh my gosh, you know, what was it that I was experiencing just now? Only to see him in the room and not be able to physically respond. I mean, how horrific is that? You're like, oh, thank goodness I got out of that nightmare. You know, this guy in a black suit was chasing me. OMG, he's in the room. Oh, no escape. And that is what he likes to put out there to people. Like, you can't escape me. I got to learn about you. I got to learn about your fears, what scares you, what level it takes to push you over the edge to wake up, and then how to snap you and leave you in that in-between state, that state that they're calling sleep paralysis, where your mind wakes up but your body does not. So they're trying to give a technical term to something that is absolutely diabolical. everybody just happens to wake up from these horrible nightmares just to see the same man in the same suit. Come on now. I mean, people still believe they're alone, and that is part of my mission, is to break people out of that cycle, thinking that they are absolutely alone in this phenomenon. It is going on worldwide, and one of my missions, one of my tasks that I personally recall, I know what I came here for and to be doing, is to warn people of their onslaught, of them coming. And just as I'm getting word out there on this, oh, science has a way to explain it. Oh, it's just sleep paralysis. Boy, it's really exploding out there, this so-called sleep paralysis. But here I wrote this book in 97, having warned that this would be coming now in droves. And so is that a coincidence? I don't think so. I don't think sleep paralysis is suddenly having a big boom in the business. No. So, continuing with Marina's email. So she says, I believe a lot of it had to do with the house that I lived in, because when she moved away, it stopped. But think about this, Marina. Sometimes, yeah, Hat Man can be attached to a certain property, but oftentimes that's not the case. And if he had broken free of you just having nightmares of him and he stepped into your world, I believe he would have traveled with you. But it sounds like he didn't step out from your dreams. Thank goodness, because that would just make this so much worse. Then you feel absolutely trapped. But he didn't make that mark. He was working on it. He was trying to get to know you. He was really, really trying to dig in. But lucky for you, you didn't cave, and he didn't get the goods on you. So I'm ecstatic to read this extremely short email where Hat Man did not pack his bags and move to your next location, because that is true misery. And for the most part, I get those types of emails, like I moved and he came. So I'm very happy to get this email. So yes, he can show up in your nightmares, and yes, you can leave him at the location you picked him up at. So yay for us to know that, and for you now. All right, so we're going to continue reading some emails. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we will be right back. Stick around.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
With age, our skin loses its elasticity. The most common complaints are under eye bags, wrinkles, crow's feet, and eyebrow sag. Now, diminish those visible signs of aging in mere minutes. Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com is a velvety microcream that, when applied lightly, reveals visible, toned, lifted skin. Instant beauty. Stunning results. For women and men. Instantly Ageless was a hit on The Rachel Ray Show.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin. So we're going to test it out.
All right, we're going to try a product
this
here. It's
Instantly
more accessible, right?
Ageless. You know, we'll go backstage, we'll test it out. It's a cream. You literally just put it on. So we'll put on a really thin layer and we're going to see if it sort of lives up to its claim.
Different. And then she went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. I mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Get your Instantly Ageless now at our exclusive website, HealthyLooking.com, or by phone at 800-604-3129. That's 800-604-3129. Within minutes, you can take years off your looks and reveal visibly toned, lifted skin. Try our starter kit, postage paid, for only $19.99, or stock up with a full-sized box at a newly reduced price. Not available in stores. Instantly Ageless at HealthyLooking.com or 800-604-3129. Instantly Ageless from HealthyLooking.com.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today's episode is all about you and your emails and what you have been experiencing out there when it comes to anything out of the ordinary. Though I do tend to get mostly shadow people, Hatman phenomena experiences, which is awesome. That's great that you guys are sending it. It's not awesome that you guys are experiencing it, of course, but at least there are remedies. So many people feel as if all is lost if they've experienced, especially, the Hat Man, and that is not the case. And trying to spread a little bit of knowledge and hope out there and let people know that there is a window. There's always a window to let the light in. Always remember to go to shadowfolks.com and send on over your experiences through my website there. And if you'd like to be a guest, don't forget, let me know that. Okay, here we go. I usually don't tend to read these ahead of time, just so you guys know. So I am totally winging it and reading these off as they appear. So sometimes their spelling is a little off or the sentence structure is a little goofy, and I just kind of plug in the words as I go along. So this one starts off and it says, Dear Heidi, I have a story of the Hat Man. I had a bad dream. Oh, talking about dreams a lot today. And I wanted to go to sleep with my parents. So I went downstairs to go to sleep in their bed. When I got to the bottom of the stairs, at the front of my door, I had a little pillowcase covering that would cover the little window that's at the top of the door. When I saw a shadow with a hat on the pillowcase, I got close to lift it to check who was outside of my door. When I got real close, he turned his head, and I saw his big nose, and he spoke and said, Boo! That's disturbing. I ran and knocked over a little stand with flowers. And ever since that time, my TV turns off and on by itself. My alarm clock goes off with the church bell sound. I woke up under my bed, and there's no way I could have got there myself because there are boxes on one end and the wall is on the other. Oh, what? Wow. That's disturbing. I'm not quite following what you're saying about your clock, but okay. So I don't know if that's a thing that constantly happens or it just so happened to occur that day. All right. Okay. But you ended up under your bed? And there's no way that can happen. I'm picturing it. It's blocked on either end. And you wake up there. That's a nightmare. That is an absolute nightmare. Okay. So another time, another experience, there were shadows whispering, not in English, and they were laughing at me. I was 5 years old. Then they throw the blankets off of my feet and something cold grabbed me. Ugh. When someone gave me the Bible, it slowly stopped occurring. Before that one of the last times, anyways, that someone laid next to me under my blankets, and I was so terrified I didn't look who was there, but eventually I did, and there was nobody right next to me. Wow, that's really disturbing. And this person signs it as Ethan. Wow. You know, what's really fascinating to me in reading off this email here and this experiences of Ethan, it gives a really big picture of what the Hat Man occurrences encompass. Here we have a child that had a dream. In our first segment, there was somebody that had a dream and wondered if it was all Hat Man. So they have a nightmare and they want to go sleep in their parents' bed, but something very physical happens where they spot the culprit, who is Hat Man, per typical, gazing in their room and speaks. Boo. I mean, how disturbing. See, this is the thing with Hat Man. So he likes to be recognized as the culprit. Shadow people, his minions, the ones that work for him, they may scatter, they may run, or they may leap at you because you spotted them. But Hat Man, he waits until you get a good look and you get that chill, and then he speaks. He wants you to have this respectful fear towards him. And I'll tell you, in my occurrences that I had with him, I did not give him the opportunity to scare me like that. I just didn't. I know one time he came into my room, and I knew it was his presence. And I wouldn't open my eyes to give him that acknowledgement. And then he decided to stretch across the bottom of my bed as if he were going to wait. Like, oh, I'll wait for you to open your eyes because I'm not going anywhere. And before I opened my eyes, I instead chose to say the name of Jesus to get him to leave. And, you know, curiosity got the cat. That's me, because I'm like, wow, I can't believe he's so daring to come and hang out like that. And I felt him prop his head up on his elbow and hand and sit there waiting for me to look at him. And I was just like, because I was curious, what was he going to do? You know, what is he going to do? And I apparently waited too long. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to get rid of him now. I'm going to say, Jesus' name, get out. And I waited too long and my mouth felt like peanut butter was all in it. Like, I'm like, uh-oh, this is hard to speak all of a sudden. And I couldn't for the life of me move my mouth, but then eventually I got the word Jesus out and he was gone. Boom, gone. And yeah, so powerful for me, but he waits for that acknowledgement. He wants that fear. He's not going to always scatter off and run. Oftentimes he's hoping you get to see so you can report back, hey, this dude showed up again. He wants us to know him. He wants us to fear him. get close to him, feel comfortable with him? Which is it? First, he usually starts with getting people comfortable, and then things escalate, unfortunately. But, wow, then that really confuses people. Like, they get all comfortable, like, oh, he's a guardian. He's here for my own well-being. And then he reaches out and smacks somebody, and they're like, whoa, that my buddy, he's acting up. Why is that occurring? And it's like, look, these are the layers of Hat Man. He has a purpose for why he's there. He didn't come and knock on your door and say, hello, I'm so-and-so, I'm going to be watching you, and when your guard is down, I might give you some nightmares. No. He really likes to mess with people on so many different levels, and it's really disturbing. So here, this child, as a child, Ethan talks about this very physical thing, gets up, sees him there, and then another physical thing, he ends up under his bed. I just get weird chills about that part. Ends up under his bed, and there's no exit. Like, he didn't crawl under there easily. Like, there's something blocking both ends. So how did he end up in the middle? It's almost as if he collapsed through the bed. And that's Hat Man. And it's so disturbing on so many different levels. Did that feel like a guardian to you, Ethan? I'm curious, because so many people are like, well, the Hat Man I saw is decent. This is kind of reminding me of the abducting alien beings who did horrible things to people. And those same alien beings, suddenly they become people's friends because they taught them something neat. But I sat in those many, many UFO alien abduction groups or met the people when I was on the road lecturing and speaking about some of the things that were going on when it came to shadow people and aliens being connected, and those people change. So oftentimes when people are feeling really comfortable with Hat Man and they're like, oh, you know, he's my friend, he's there. And I think they're sometimes making the best out of a very strange situation, much like those who have been abducted by alien beings and now feel like they're good guys. They kind of paint this picture like it must be okay, because I surely wouldn't be suffering like this endlessly and nobody's helping me with this. So, and now they're being nice. It's like those abusive relationships you hear about, and you wonder, like, why doesn't the spouse leave? They're being abused. And they're like, but we do have great times. You know, we do have great times. And they hold on to those great times. And then you have this situation where it's like, oh, okay, this is dangerous. So yeah, he's dangerous, and he'll make nice, and then he'll abuse you, and the abuse goes to levels that can take your soul. So be careful. This is a very prime example of the escalation and the many multiple layers of Hat Man encounters. It is not pleasant. So here's a 5-year-old child getting blankets ripped off their feet and feeling something cold grabbing them. And only with the introduction of a Bible, things stopped happening. So what is that fear? They go after children who haven't established a good basis of, I have this empowering, brighter, lighter side, and my soul is important. When they get that knowledge and that understanding, that puts fear into potentially guardian Hat Man? I don't think so. Yeah. He is no kind of guardian, okay? But yeah, put fear in him to back off. So I'm glad to hear that, Ethan. And yeah, it's a complicated thing to get something solid laying in the bed with you and wondering what on earth, it's not there when I look. Absolutely so many layers to this whole phenomenon. And people like to think, oh, well, this is what A equals B and C and D. No. There are layers. And we have to peel them down and reveal them and compare notes in order to get somewhere with this. All right. We've got more coming after the break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we will be right back. Stick around.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at KNIX.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
With age, women and men have issues with fine lines, wrinkles, under-eye bags, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Dr. Nathan Newman has developed Lumines for amazing results treating these issues with his stem cell-based formula, APT200. Try Lumines today with our postage-paid starter kit for only $19.99, available exclusively at HealthyLooking.com. Join thousands of satisfied customers using Lumines. Learn more at HealthyLooking.com.
Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you, the Red Cross is able to respond to disasters big and small, support military families, help ensure that blood is available when needed, and teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. Be a hero. Donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today's episode is all about you and your experiences. And again, I always welcome you to send in whatever it is that you've experienced, whether it's your own research, your own experiences. If you have questions, if you'd like some insight, this is what this program is all about. This is actually my favorite part of these shows, are helping people who really don't have many people to turn to. I always say to people, like, imagine fighting for your life, crawling out from under your bed like Ethan did, and saying, something put me there, I was trapped, and having no one to be able to even relate or even believe you. It's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. And I have been there where I've had really scary things happen. And the same is true for very positive experiences. I've had encounters with angels. I've had encounters with Jesus. And just unbelievable things that I've written in so many of my books because I didn't know where else to put it. And I hoped that it would help other people. And lo and behold, Shadow People and Hat Man have become a worldwide understanding thanks to my efforts. And it's been something else, I tell you. It's been quite a ride. Who would ever think that this is something that others could relate to at the time? I thought it was something in the future that people were going to have problems with. And lo and behold, it was already extremely active and just keeps blowing my mind every single day. All right, so I've got another email here, and this one comes to us from Vincent. And he says, I heard about your podcast on another podcast, and I heard you talk about shadow people. Then I heard the description about what your podcast was about, and I decided to look you up. And as I did, I saw the book that you wrote about the Hat Man. And immediately I felt shivers down my spine. And although I've mentioned seeing him as a child to my family and some friends as a fun ghost story, I never knew other people had similar encounters. You guys, I get this type of response all the time that people think that they're alone in these things. And like this Vincent is saying, you know, I just thought it was a cool ghost story that I'd share with friends at times. And here it's something that is just shocking still to people that they're not the only ones. That little horror that they experienced so many years ago, they're not the only ones. Okay. So they continue. I did know that others who experienced, quote, sleep paralysis have seen and felt the presence of these shadow people that you may be an expert in. Oh, yeah. Yes, the word expert actually applies because no one knew what I was speaking of when I put this out there and wrote the first book on them. So, yeah, I know in the paranormal world, I don't know why that scares people. Oh, you can't say you're an expert. Well, I'm claiming it. I don't know how else to be, you know. It's like if you put two phenomena on the world map, I would say that you know what you're speaking of. And again, I don't pull this knowledge from myself. This information came by way of other beings that spoke to myself and college roommate, informing us about what shadow people and Hat Man were and are. All right. And I should also say this whole like bringing forward sleep paralysis to the world was the scientific counteraction to my speaking of shadow people and what's going on, because I was connecting the dots. I put it out there like, hey, we're not all coincidentally seeing the same thing. Give me a freaking break. Oh, it's sleep paralysis. No, I mean, there is a scientific whoop-de-doo of that. Yeah, it happens to people where it's like, okay, your body didn't quite wake up and you're a little bit frozen. There is an epidemic of this, okay? I'm certain it has to be in the millions by now of people who are seeing a man in a hat and a suit upon having sleep paralysis. Explain that, scientific community. They cannot. It's demons, the devil, and exactly who he says he is. Okay, so, all right, I get off on my tangents because these things are, they're really infuriating because it isolates people, kind of like this whole UFO phenomenon that were poo-pooed and made to believe that these people are nuts for reporting seeing these things flying in the air that they have no right trying to say it's a UFO because they don't know what the government owns. Well, the government knew. They knew. And they let people suffer. They let people suffer. That's not okay. That's not okay. And I definitely feel that is the same thing going on right now, slapping the title of sleep paralysis on a very well-known understanding of demonic forces that work right alongside alien beings. Not all aliens, of course, you know, not all. Just the ones that intrude, experiment, and cause harm to people. And yeah, those ones. So these are not good guys. These are not good guys. And our government, trust me, they know a lot more than they are letting on. Trust that. Are you kidding me? Like, they wouldn't know that people are reporting a same type of being showing up when they're frozen at night? I am certain people in the government are experiencing this too. Because if anybody's welcomed darker forces, it's some of the people who are pulling the strings in our government. Okay, I said it. All right, to continue with this email, they ask, are these two phenomena related? Well, yeah, I actually spoke of that. Hatman is like kind of the drug lord that is directing his little, gophers. So shadow people are them. But he also has other beasts that work for him because he is the king of the worst. And anything that you can imagine that's just as bad, almost, that's what's underneath him. So he directs shadow people. Yeah, those are his minions. So they continue to say, I experienced this at such a young age, around the age of 5. What a coincidence. Last person, too. Believe it or not, that's very significant. I get a lot of people who seem to have their first experiences with these things at the age of 5. Okay, and they continue, and I had to deal with suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, and sleep paralysis starting around that time. Can you imagine this? This is a five-year-old. Why do you think these things happen? 5 years old, they should be happy-go-lucky doing what kids do, enjoy, explore, laugh, giggle, do all these positive and good things, and have their first experiences at school, making new friends. But this dark presence comes in right then when children are starting to learn more officially and gather support around them. Suicidal thoughts and depression and anxiety at 5. This is just disgusting. Okay, and they say, my last encounter was months ago with sleep paralysis. A sleep paralysis demon, in fact. I saw their shadow on a wall opposite of a window that casted light into my room. I felt it holding me down. I mustered a little control of my arm, and I had to fling a pillow around me, telling it I was not in the mood that morning, and proceeded to go back to sleep. Doing this so nonchalantly made me laugh when I finally did wake up, as if dismissing a younger sibling that was interrupting a pleasant dream. And I believe this has happened due to some mental illness, but would love to hear your opinions on the subject of these encounters. Thank you, Vincent. Wow, so you are calling it a sleep paralysis demon. I have heard that term, actually, and it's kind of one and the same. But sometimes these shadowy-looking creatures, people see other details, like horns on their heads and misshapen bodies. And this casting of their image on the wall is a thing, people. That was so common for me to get those emails, especially back in the beginning when I first started talking about this. People would wake up to feeling pressure on their chest, feeling as if they were being choked, and they open their eyes and they don't see anything. But you know how you can see a little light in your room, or maybe a clock or something is casting a shadow on the wall, or the moon is, and they look to their side and they see there is a shadow of something on top of them doing the choking. And sometimes it's like the head and shoulder looking shadow, and sometimes it's these misshapen creatures, or the old hag, or other wretched looking things. It's a thing, these shadow demons. And do I think they work together with Hatman? Oh, darn Skippy. Yeah. Yeah, I really do believe so, because, oh, the things that are seen alongside of him, nothing seems to surprise me any longer. And, You know, this is an interesting email to me because what you're saying here about how you grab this pillow and you're flinging it around and you're like, you know, I'm tired. I don't want to deal with this right now. And when you do wake up, it's like you're more yourself wondering, did I just have the nerve to do that? Did I just do that? And people are always like, I thought I was awake, but then I really was awake. And I just couldn't believe I responded the way that I did. That's something I could personally relate to. And yeah, that is something that I do hear about from others who have experienced shadow people, Hat Man, Old Hag, all these different things when it comes to those connecting, quote, sleep paralysis, night terror, shadow demon encounters. So I'm going to get more into detail on that and share something after the break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we will be right back. Stick around.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Men and women can have an excess of 100,000 hairs. Unfortunately, before hair loss is noticed, that number drops nearly in half. But it is by no means too late. Easy to apply, Reveal from Dr. Nathan Newman uses stem cell technology and natural ingredients to revitalize the appearance of your hair for the fuller look you remember. Here's Dr. Newman.
A lot of people with hair problems have come up to me showing me pictures after 2 months of use, after 3 months of use of the Reveal serum on their scalp, showing me dramatic improvement in the quality of their hair, volume of their hair. And one of the people was a woman who had lost her hair and was really thinned out. She was wearing wigs and covering it up. She was very self-conscious about it. She used it for about 6 months, and she came to me with a big smile, nothing covering her hair. And she goes, look, you gave me my life back. And that's really why I do what I do, is because I want to change people's lives for the better. And these stories give me the inspiration to go forward and develop new things.
Hair loss, hereditary or not, increases with age. In fact, by age 50, roughly half of us have noticeable hair loss. It's time to get on board with Reveal for women and men. And only at healthylooking.com can you get Reveal with free smart delivery shipping by simply entering discount code George at checkout. Easy to use Reveal at healthylooking.com. newlooking.com or order by phone at 800-604-3129. 24/7 at 800-604-3129. Gently revitalize your hair's appearance for a fuller look with Reveal from healthylooking.com.
We're happy to let you know that our Coast to Coast AM official YouTube channel has now reached 300,000 subscribers. You can listen to the first hour of recent and past shows all for free. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and hit the YouTube icon at the top of the page. This is free show audio, so don't wait. Coasttocoastam.com is where you want to be.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today's episode is all about you and your experiences, and I am going through my emails of those who have seen something, dealt with something, or know of something, or research something, or just want to comment on what it is that they feel is out there. So I just read an email from Vincent who was talking about his peculiar behavior following an encounter of what he called a sleep demon, where he saw something holding him down and he mustered the strength to move his arm and he flung his pillow around telling it he was not in the mood and proceeded to go back to sleep. And he's just really surprised of his behavior and thought it was kind of funny when he woke up, like, I can't believe I did that. Like, I shooed it away like a little sibling or something. And so I thought I would share something with you. And I want to first thank Vincent. Thank you for writing in. And I totally get it. I've acted strangely when I've been around strange phenomena myself too, especially when you're in the sleep state. I mean, we're not ourselves, right? I mean, these things come at us when our guard is down. Like, I'm going to creep up. They're kind of in this in-between state and maybe I could communicate or maybe I could get some information on them or maybe I could pin them down when they're at their weakest moment. They totally take advantage of these things. And so for myself, I had several instances of this, but one of them I think I've shared here on the program was I woke up. Oh my gosh, I lived in this place that was so haunted. I always had things going on every single night, and things would call my name. I'd see something. I look at a wall and the wall wasn't there, and I'm looking into a whole multiverse of things and I'm like, what is going on? And you know, this one night I was exhausted. I was so tired. And here comes something creeping around. And I could always feel when something was around me, whether I was asleep or not. And so my eyes pop open because I know something's in the room. And what do I see is this woman in this old outfit. It's kind of off-white and it's gathered in the center. It's a dress of some sort. And it almost looks like a, I don't know. It's just an old-fashioned dress. I'm like, I keep trying to think, like, you know, those old-time, like, wearing an apron type of thing, but it wasn't an apron. This was an actual dress. I saw her standing there really close, like almost within arm's reach, where I could almost touch her because I woke up, I saw her, and she had no head. She was just as solid as you or I and had no head. And I was exhausted. And I reached for her because I'm like, I am done. I need to sleep. I reached for her to make the sign of the cross on her, literally. I'm like, in Jesus' name, go away. And I mean, I was probably an inch or two from touching her dress. It was just that close. And I did that. It took several times for me to say it, and she slowly faded away. And I was like, oh, jeez. And I rolled back over and I went to bed. And even for myself, this was not typical behavior for me. If I see something out of the ordinary, I don't care what it is, I still get the heebie-jeebies, okay? I'm not one to scream or run necessarily about anything like that, but I would at least jump up and turn the lights on, you know? I mean, there's a ghost woman in my room without a head. Without a head. But instead, I rolled back over and went to sleep. Like, ugh, my goodness, she faded. And I don't know how much time passed. I'm sitting there sleeping, and I felt the presence of something in the room again. And I rolled over, and I looked, and lo and behold, it was just her head floating where it should have been the first time. And I was just done. I was just like, really? Really? Just the head now. Just the head. Oh, I just rolled over in bed and totally ignored her. I had to. I needed sleep. And the next morning, I couldn't believe that was my behavior. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, come on now. Did I really? I know I was tired, but really? And that was the last straw for me. It really was. And it's like, I almost regret what I did next, because that next morning I went from corner to corner and I was just talking out loud. I'm like, look, I do not care why you're here. I don't care why you died. I am not the one that's going to be here to help you. Don't come to me. Don't ask me. I am just not going to do it. And I said, tell your friends, put it out there to the universe. I am not going to be that person. I just put my ethereal foot down and I meant every word of it. And I exuded my resentment of this headless woman coming at me like that. Just so solid. So solid. I mean, nightly, just nightly, these weird things and voices calling. I mean, it was just too much. And so guess what, guys? I was really, really, really surprised that it worked. It worked. Things got quiet at night where I could sleep. Things weren't calling my name from the closet. Things weren't moving and changing and shifting and growling. I mean, all of that finally really came to a slow. But I'll tell you something, when that type of thing slows on one end, it slows on the other end too. So when I said no to seeing these ghostly things and whatever was going on in this place I was at, the more positive things slowed down too. So the angelic encounters and whatnot, they got kind of quieter as well. So it's like when you close off a portal, that the same portal, I guess, that they all use to gain access to you, or they just kind of respected that I needed sleep. I don't know, that I needed to not see things jumping in my view all the time. I mean, perhaps. And it's like, again, I always say I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium. I just have a lot of bad luck. But I can't say that it stopped everything 100%. But I'd say a good 75% of it just really chilled out. And then I would get those spontaneous things that just, you know, got the element of surprise on me because I wasn't anticipating, because things have been so silent for so long. So, yeah, so it really, you know, people say you can't close these portals, your channel off or whatever it is that opens us up. But I beg to differ, because it really did help me. And you know, and I, again, like I said, I have some regrets because it closed off even the positive coming at the level that it was at the time. But at the time, I really didn't care. I was really just kind of glad things got quiet. But yeah, but now I'm like, huh, perhaps I shouldn't have done that. Maybe it was a bit, a bit much to put my foot down the way that I did, but you know, things still come my way. And the more interesting part for me, things go through my friends and new acquaintances, even coworkers. They're like, Heidi, I had the weirdest dream, and it's like I'm supposed to tell you about it. And for me, it's a message that I totally get, and I'm like, thank you. You know, so it doesn't keep me up at night. It'll just sprinkle onto friends and family and coworkers and whatnot. So I find that interesting. But now I'm like, okay, I'm more open and receptive to having some of these things go on. But I do block these more negative things. So hat man, shadow people, not welcome. No. But the more positive things, yes, of course, they're welcome. But again, I've got a sliver open versus what I did back then. But so, Vincent, getting back to your email, So that other way that we react to these things when our guard is down, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's like a different strength, right? It's a very different strength. It's a very different perspective, I think, that we have sometimes when we're in the in-between, right? It's like, well, why did I do that? You know, how could I tolerate that? I really believe that there's this interesting strength that we all have that can really, really flip the table on these things. And literally, even, and not housewife style, but but really can flip the table on situations, and they tap in and try to pick out your vulnerabilities at those stages, though, too, which is a darn shame, because those vulnerabilities can really, in that same space, be our strengths. And they're picking, and they got their finger in there, and they're looking around, and it's not cool. But then sometimes we pop up with that strength and say, hey, I'm kind of on the in-between, and you're something from the in-between, and I've got you. And I'm going to take this pillow and I'm going to nonchalantly shoo you away like a bug. there's a strength to it. My goodness, I heard this woman came at me and I tried to shoo her away with the cross, and that worked. And then she pops back with just her floating head, and I did not feel it was even worth my time to stand up and to tell her to go and get my light turned on. So what can you do and say about it? But you guys, we have come to the bottom of another wonderful show. And I want to remind you guys, go to shadowfolks.com or HeidiHollis.com and send me your stories, whatever it is that you're experiencing out there, whatever you've researched. And again, if you'd like to be a guest and share what it is that you've experienced, those are always welcome. I don't care how long your email is. I mean, people are like, I'm so sorry, my email is so long. But one thing I ask, try to make sure that your sentences are coherent, because sometimes it's really not easy to put together what folks are trying to say. And if you speak another language, put it through Google Translate. I've had some really great emails and messages sent to me online that the Google Translate does really good for that, actually. So, yeah, you know, I am growing and learning like the rest of you. Nobody has all the answers, you know. So I think that's kind of cool, because then we find these answers and we put them together and they make beautiful music sometimes. And we're going to get there, and we're going to show these negative things the door. You just wait and see. And this place is going to be awesome. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we will catch you next time. Stay safe. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.